Hello, and I'm the Unseen Cook, and we're back unseen in my kitchen. And today I'm going to combine lots and lots of ingredients, and I'm going to make a stir fry. Hello, and I am the Unseen Cook, and it's been a little while since I was here, haven't it? Not least because I've been putting together lots of different ingredients and making some fairly ambitious things, which hopefully will come up on my podcasts in the next few weeks or so. But today I'm going to make something very, very simple. I'm going to make a stir fry. Now, there is no better way to get vegetables inside you than to put them into a stir fry. Some vegetables you might not like, just boiled away or steamed or whatever. And I'm a bit picky about vegetables, but I do love them in a nice stir fry with a nice sauce. And the sky's the limit, really, as to what kind of vegetables you can put in. Meat as well, if you're a meat eater, which I most definitely am. And again, sauces, you can make your own decisions. You can buy a lot of perfectly adequate sauces in the supermarket, in packets and jars, etc. Or alternatively, you can decide to make your own, and that's what I'm going to do today. So what we'll do is we'll pop through to the kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Right, now first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make teriyaki sauce to go with this. The reason why I'm going to make it is it's because it's a really, really easy recipe. Now, I will go so far as to say there are an awful lot of decent stir-fry sauces out there in packets and jars, and I do often use them. But on this occasion, I'm going to make my own teriyaki. So what I've got here is I've got a piece of ginger. And I'm just going to peel that. Peel it essentially like a potato. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to finely grate that into a bowl for now. Okay, so that's the ginger grated. Right, now, so what I've got here is I've got a saucepan. And into that, I have put 85 grams of brown sugar. Into that, I'm going to put 75 millilitres of light soy sauce. And I'm going to add my ginger, and I'm going to crush in some garlic, and then I'm going to pop in some water, about 350 millilitres of cold water. Right, now I'm going to light the hob, and I'm going to stir this until the sugar has dissolved. Bring it to a simmer. Now, the one thing you need to be aware of is that when this is cooked, it's very, very hot because it's got melted sugar in it. So when you're pouring it, just be careful. Right, it's starting to simmer, so I'm just going to turn that down a little bit. Don't want it to boil over. Again, sugar boiling over. It's not a pleasant experience. Right, I'm just going to pop some corn flour into a bowl. And I'm just going to add a little tiny bit of water. You don't want loads, you just want enough to make a paste. Mix that in. Right, now that's nicely simmered and it's thickened a little bit. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pour this corn flour in. There we go. And then I'm going to whisk that in. A little tiny whisk. I'm going to whisk that through so that it thickens. You need it to get back to simmering point, really, for it to thicken. Right, so that's simmering and it's thickened. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop in some rice vinegar. And I'm going to whisk that through as well. Just that all mixes in. It's pretty much done. And now, take this off the heat and I'm going to pour it into a jug. Right, now while that's cooling, I'm going to prep some meat. Now I'm using chicken. Obviously you can use whatever you like. And I'm using chicken thighs, and the reason why I use chicken thighs is because they're much more succulent than breasts. They're tasty and they cook down nicely. They do cook down a bit, so you do need quite a lot of meat. Right, now I'm just going to cut this into chunks. Yeah, I tend to find that chicken breasts can go a bit tough. They're great for food that is needs whole chicken breasts, but I tend to find that with thighs, the meat is just more juicy and succulent. And interestingly, when you put the chicken into a pan, it releases its juices fairly early on, so it doesn't burn and it doesn't stick. Right, now just before I cook this meat, I'm going to put together my veg. Now, often I buy the packs of stir-fry veg, but this time I bought them all separately. I tend to buy the ones with broccoli and carrots and baby sweet corn, etc. But here I have some munch tea, some baby sweet corn and some sugar snap peas. So I'm just going to throw a few bits of that into the dish, just so that they're ready to cook. Sugar snap peas, they're really nice. You can eat these raw. And baby sweet corn. Do lots of that because I really like baby sweet corn. Now I was going to do carrots as well. If you're doing carrots, you need to cut them into long strips like batons. Or you can actually buy them in batons. Right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to light the hob and boil some water. And while that's boiling, I'm going to stir fry the veg. Now I've got a wok and I'm going to pop in some sunflower oil. Now make sure it's not olive oil, any other oil, sunflower oil, vegetable oil, rapeseed oil, that kind of thing. And like that. You need quite a big wok because you want space for your meat and veg to move around. Now the key to see when a saucepan is heated enough is you take a piece of your meat and you touch it onto the oil. It sizzles like that. And it's almost there. So I'm going to pop this chicken in. Stir fry is, does what it says on the tin. So you're going to stir that chicken so that it fries all over. Now, a lot of Chinese dishes come, they fry the meat and the vegetables and everything separately and then add them as a dish. It's kind of a one wok meal, if you will. Right, so my water's boiling. So just before I throw the veg in, I'm going to pop the noodles in the pan. Now these are normal dried packet noodles, and the reason why I use these is because they're essentially flat sheets of noodles, so you can serve one or two or as many as you like per person. It's not messing around with lots of egg noodles and things like that. So pop those in, and then I'm going to put my veg into my stir fry pan. Now you can cook this to your taste. I personally do not like overcooked veg, I like it crisp and crunchy, and in some instances I like it more, like carrot and things like that I like raw. And sugar snap peas are quite nice raw actually as well. So I'm just going to stir those around a bit with the chicken, just so that they're almost cooked. So this is where you might choose to stir fry your veg separately. Now I'm going to pop in my teriyaki sauce. It's worth stating at this point that teriyaki sauce can be made in advance, and it will keep in the fridge for up to a week. Pour that in. There we go. Now that's all covered. Stir it down so it will not get stuck. And that's essentially simmering nicely. And I'm just going to have a quick look at my noodles. Now those are cooked and I'm going to drain those. And then I'm going to serve them. So the noodles on the bottom, the chicken and veg on the top, and the teriyaki sauce will cover all of it. And while I do that, we'll just have a quick recap.
To make chicken stir fry with teriyaki sauce, for the sauce, place 85 grams of brown sugar into a saucepan. Add 1 clove of crushed garlic and a 4 centimeter piece of root ginger, peeled and finely grated. Add 70 ml of dark soy sauce and 300 ml of water. Place on a hob and heat through until the mixture is boiling and the sugar has dissolved. Next, add 1 tablespoon of corn flour mixed with a small amount of cold water to make into a paste. Stir until the sauce has thickened, then add 1 tablespoon of rice vinegar.
Pour the sauce into a jug and set aside until needed. For the stir fry, cut up the chicken thighs into small pieces. Heat 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil in a large wok and fry the chicken until mostly cooked through. Next, add the vegetables and fry until they are cooked. Add the sauce and stir together. Cook the noodles in a large saucepan according to packet instructions. Drain and stir into the wok with the chicken and other ingredients.
So that's stir-fried chicken with vegetables, teriyaki sauce and noodles, and see you.